This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, March 25th. God's word to you today is, "Will you?" Our scripture reading is taken from John 10, verses 10 to 11 from the New International Version, and it says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep."
Will you give God control of your life, or are you going to remain in control? Are you going to keep struggling to conquer, or are you going to enter the lane of those who are more than conquerors? Are you familiar with the UFC fights, Ultimate Fighting Championship? Have you ever watched any of their fights? UFC fights are real, unlike WrestleMania fights from the WWE. If you want to watch a real fight, watch UFC. I like to watch UFC fights. Imagine the prize money for a UFC fight is $1 billion. Option one is, you are the fighter and you must get into the ring and fight for your own victory. As you're punching the competition, you're also receiving punches. In the end, flesh on your face is wounded and torn. In fact, your entire face is swollen and bloody. However, you beat the competition and you win. At the end of the day, you get the championship belt and the $1 billion prize money. You're a conqueror, right? Option two. What God is offering you and I, what God is putting before us is this. The stage is set for such a UFC fight, but instead of you and I getting into the ring, like in option one, God himself gets into the ring for us and does the fighting on our behalf. However, you still get the $1 billion. What an offer. Which option would you choose? While God steps into the ring for you, all you're required to do is stand outside and cheer him on. Guess what? Jesus wins every battle. Jesus entered the ring with the greatest enemy of man, death, and he knocked death out. Jesus beat death black and blue. You should have seen the blood. Jesus took the pain for me. He was wounded for my transgressions. Please read Isaiah 53 verse 5 and 1 Peter 2 verse 24. He was nailed. He was slapped. Jesus was spat on. He took the jabs. But at the end of the day, Jesus said, "Femi, you take the victory." Amazing. Jesus is saying to you, "You take the victory." That is what it means to be in the group of those who are called more than conquerors. What will it be for you today? Do you want to enter the ring and keep fighting? Or do you want to say, "Finally, Lord, I want to cede the control of my life to you, Jesus. I want you to enter the ring for me and win my battles." What will it be? If you have never given your life to Jesus, I want you to consider what God is offering and cede control of your life to him today. Or if you think you are saved in the sense that you go to church, you may even be on the serving team, but if you look at your life, you're the one doing the fighting, taking the punches. In fact, you have almost killed yourself. There is an invitation for you today to join the group of those that are more than conquerors. If this is you, I want to encourage you to surrender your all to Jesus today. For some others, even though you're named with Christ, you're still a terror. Cry out to God to change your person. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you came so that I can be more than a conqueror. I receive your gift today, and I open my life to your resurrection power that I may come alive. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.